Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 4th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. It's day one of WWDC in San Jose, California, and 9to5 Mac is on location, where Apple used its developer conference to unveil iOS 12, watchOS 5, tvOS 12, and macOS Mojave. We'll dig into what's new over the next few weeks and on 9to5 Mac Happy Hour this week, so for now, a short rundown of major new features on each platform. iOS 12 includes speed improvements, especially on older iPhones and iPads, FaceTime with up to 32 people at the same time, personalized Animoji on iPhone 10 called Memoji, koala, tiger, ghost, and T-Rex Animoji with tongues on all Animoji, new screen time tools for managing iPhone and iPad usage, especially for parents, grouped alerts and the ability to manage alerts from their banners, enhanced Do Not Disturb mode, smarter photo sharing, and Siri Shortcuts, a new workflow-based smart automation feature that connects a lot of parts of iOS together. WatchOS 5 for Apple Watch adds new challenges between friends, auto start and stopping for workouts, advanced running features, Apple Podcast streaming, a new walkie-talkie app first teased in the original Apple Watch announcement, Siri improvements, including the ability to show websites on Apple Watch, and much more. And tvOS 12 is bringing Dolby Atmos support, auto-adding the remote widget to iPhones, and a new Zero Sign-On feature. macOS Mojave gains dark mode in Apple News, stocks, HomeKit, and a home app, and voice memos, thanks to a new project aimed at making it easier to bring iOS apps to the Mac. No new hardware today, aside from watch bands and iPhone accessories, but there's a whole lot more to unpack from WWDC. We'll continue highlighting news here this week, and deep dive on 9to5 Mac Happy Hour later in the week. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.